This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Pay off your tees, pay off your tees, pay off your tees. The Los Angeles Chargers have been selected to play the Brazil game on opening week on Friday night. That is a home game. Are they gonna do it? Are they gonna put the Chiefs there?
If I'm the Chiefs at this point in time, I'm telling the NFL, we're taking this year off from your nonsense. We're done being the guinea pig. Go see if some other teams can generate interest like we can. Y'all got Chiefs fatigue up yours. We're done.
Let me know how that works out, because every station bids on games, and if they want the Chiefs, they want the Chiefs.
Oh, well, that's how it's going to be. You know,
Chiefs
going
don't
forward,
really have a say, I don't think.
They do.
They do. You can tell NBC that we're not doing it, even if they bid $1 million, $1 gazillion.
Well, they've already paid for it. There's no money involved anymore for that. Those games are already paid for. But you can say we want certain home dates. We want to play more at the end of the season. We've got the Royals we got to consider at the beginning of the season. We've got, you know, the World Cup coming in and all this kind of stuff. So, Yeah. There's a lot of sitting around going, well, we want this date. Well, we want that date. Well, we want this date. Like you talk about, you know, rich people getting in a room fighting over everything. They're fighting over dates now of when they want those home schedules. But if I'm the Chiefs, I'm saying, look, we're not the Super Bowl champs anymore. There's other teams out there in the NFL. We'll take Sunday at noon and be just fine with it. And you can put somebody else there in Brazil and play that opening game, right?
The reason I say that is because there's only 6 opponents they can choose from
for
the home opponent in Brazil. And here's why. It can't be the Colts because they're already hosting Berlin. Okay. It can't be the Eagles because they're hosting Week 1 Thursday Night Football. And it can't be the Steelers because they're already going to be in Dublin.
Okay.
So it's either the Vikings, the Texans, the Raiders, the Commanders, the Chiefs, the Broncos.
Well, I mean, the Commanders could be one. That's an interesting, you know, Friday night, you know, game if you're trying to kind of promote that franchise now a little bit, right?
Has to be a team that's on their schedule.
That's
what we're saying.
I thought you were going across the other games across the league.
I'm saying these are their home opponents.
Oh, okay.
Broncos, heard. Chiefs, Commanders, Raiders, Texans, Vikings, Colts, Eagles, Steelers.
Vikings could be a good one to feature.
So that could happen.
That could be one. But again, is Minnesota without Sam Darnold and JJ McCarthy? I don't know. Justin Jefferson
and KOC, man.
I know, but is that a big enough selling? Like the quarterbacks obviously are the selling point in this league, as we know. Is JJ McCarthy as a rookie, is that what you want his first game to be?
So I think that's out.
Yeah.
Texans makes sense.
For sure.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Both teams on the come.
The two on the come.
Yeah,
young
two
AFC.
Young teams.
Raiders, absolutely not.
No.
Commanders, I guess, but I think that game just doesn't – I don't know. I mean, like,
I don't
that's –
man.
I mean, Daniels versus Herbert.
I mean, maybe. Look, I was watching something with Daniels yesterday. Do you realize how smart this guy is?
Yes.
He can remember every play from the season.
He's
like,
a freak.
It's insanely. Like, that's Patrick Mahomes, Bill Self-esque, where you have that – photographic memory where you remember everything.
Well, and he uses
right?
VR every day before practice. He wakes up early and he does VR, and he VRs the whole practice by himself, runs every play, and he attributes VR to a lot of success. I think that is going to be a new trend in the NFL.
Well, if you use it the right way, that's a great way to do something like that. Sitting around getting fat playing video games probably a little weird, but using it for a situation like that, hey, you got the tools in your toolbox, you might as well use them. So I think this league is going to rapidly start pushing Daniels out there as one of the faces of the league.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I think that's the guy you should play on Friday night. Put them in the spotlight, man.
So our buddy Casey Kurt gives us some advice. Royals are home during week one of the NFL season, so the Chiefs will probably open the season
Chiefs
on the road.
It's happening, dude.
They're going to Brazil on Friday.
I think.
What sells more, Chargers, Commanders, Chargers, Chiefs?
Yeah, if Clark Hunt says, you know what, we need a break, man. Like we've done everything that the league has asked from a guinea pig standpoint.
I totally understand
right?
it. Like, I totally get where you're coming from.
I mean, they literally have done everything: 3 games in 11 days, a random Christmas Wednesday. Like this team, this Chiefs. Team has done everything that's been asked of them for the benefit of the league and the betterment of the league. This is me speaking again. Now, if I'm Clark Hunt, I'm going, no, but then I go back to Mark Donovan saying, we want to be the world's team. Now you get to go to Brazil and upstage the Chargers too, right? Like, there is something to be said for not only upstaging the Chargers in LA, but then going on the road to Brazil and upstaging the Chargers there as well. I think that would be something that they would look forward to. But also, I just feel like we've done everything for you. Just give us a break. But maybe having that Friday game is kind of like that Thursday game. But also,
be kind of tight to have a Friday night game and then you have opening weekend to sit back and watch.
And that's kind of where I'm speaking now as a fan. Like, having the Friday night game would be fun. Not having the game, like, you get used to not playing that first weekend of the NFL season because we're so spoiled around these parts, right? It's great to have that Friday. But I mean, I think ultimately, if you're the NFL, you've got to start getting new faces out there, right? Because people will eventually, nationally, internationally, get sick and tired of the same teams, right? So I think this is a great opportunity to push Washington out there and say, hey, here's one of our newest faces, our new young quarterback. The NFC's finally got a great quarterback, you know, that people can rally around. Maybe that's what they do and move that situation forward. Again, I'm just speaking for how I would feel. I know at this point in time, if I'm Clark Hunt, you ask me, I go, noon on Sunday. Let's go, man.
That would be great. I would love 7 noon games.
Oh, it would be fantastic. Fantastic.
Awesome.
And we'll see one.
That has nothing to do with this show starting at 6 o'clock in the morning on Monday.
But no, but that's the fan mindset right now. Like, if you talk to the majority of fans and say, do you like this? Oh, the winning's great, but God, I'd love a noon Sunday game. People crave these noon Sunday games right now.
Yeah. Thursday, September 4th is from NFL Nerd on Twitter. Thursday, September 4th is Chicago, Dallas, Denver, Detroit, Rams, Washington versus Philly. One of those teams is playing Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Friday, December 5th, Denver, Houston, KC, Vegas, Minnesota, Washington to play against the Chargers. So it's between, and we can keep talking. I feel like we can keep talking. Are we sure Sam Darnold's leaving Minnesota?
No, that's
that's the other option.
Would you franchise Sam Darnold?
Well, one of the text lines, I think it's Miles, was saying that like they could tag and trade.
You could tag and trade.
I just don't know who would want
to. I don't know how much.
I know a lot of teams that would line up for Sam Darnold. I think
for
right
one year
now.
On a tag,
this is a desperate league.
But it also ended. A lot of people are not. What are you going to do for me lately? What can you do for me now? And the way his season ended was not pretty.
Good. No, his last 8 quarters
were
terrible.
So he took a little bit of a dive.
Yeah.
Why not tag, make that money? Trust that you can stay healthy, ball out again, and then go get your bag and stick around with Kevin O'Connell for another year. Or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you get
tagged. But do the Vikings want him to stick around for a year? Like, if you tag him.
I don't know how healthy J.J. McCarthy is. And I don't know his injury status.
And I don't know how good he is right now. You're coming off a season with a good quarterback, right? Like, these are the hard decisions. Like,
and your draft one had 2 surgeries on the same knee.
Right, exactly.
Hasn't played a snap.
But these are the tough decisions. Like, they're sitting around Minnesota today, right? Mm-hmm. It's cold, I'm sure, up there, as a North Dakota person pointed out so eloquently earlier in the show. Grabbing their cup of coffee, sitting around. They're having the same conversation, right? Like, we don't live in that world where we don't have to have that conversation. Eventually, maybe we will, but at this point in time, we don't. Who do you want to play quarterback next year, Kevin? What are you thinking? And this is a major decision because we've got ourselves a pretty good quarterback, but we also drafted one. I'd shop both of these guys. This is what I would do if I'm the Vikings.
There's Mac.
I would tag him, right? I would tag Sam Darnold, and then I would look to trade both of these quarterbacks and see what kind of offer I can get. Oh. And whoever gives me the best offer, that's the quarterback that I'm moving on right
now. Who's got more value? J.J. McCarthy, who's never played and had two surgeries, or Sam Darnold, whose season ended the way that it did?
I think the guy who's never played always has more value than the people who have played. And the minute you step on the field, you lose value. That's like these backup quarterbacks, right? Like the last thing you want to do as a backup quarterback is play, because you immediately lose all of your value. The unknown in sports is such a driving force for so many people, because it is the unknown. And, oh, I see this or I see that. We know what Sam Darnold is. Now, Sam Darnold may be a nice fit for the Giants, or I would say the Jets, but he's already been there. But like one of these teams that needs a veteran presence as their quarterback, if I'm the Giants and I'm offered J.J. McCarthy or Sam Darnold, I would more likely trade for Sam Darnold, where they are as an organization, than I would be for J.J. McCarthy. Mm-hmm. And so the Vikings are in a great spot. You lose nothing by franchising Sam Darnold. If he comes back, so what? You got a quarterback for a one-year deal on a franchise tag on a team that played pretty well last year. If you end up trading him, you get great draft collateral back in return. You got a young kid ready to go, and you're off and running. So that's what I would do if I was Minnesota. I'd make both of these guys available and see what kind of offers we get, and see where we sit.
Tag value for Sam Darnold estimated around $41.3 million.
But that's the going rate for a quarterback in the NFL. That's what the franchise tag is, the going rate for a positional player. I mean, so $41.5 million.
It's not the going rate. That's a top market price. That's a top half price.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say going rate's probably anywhere from like 35 to 37.
Okay, so we're talking $3 million.
Yeah. I mean,
it's the going
semantics
rate for a quarterback. Yeah.
Don't forget, our poll questions is up. Fesco was in the garage for a little bit last night. They came out, and he had two different movie options to choose from: Goodfellas or Sandlot.
Yeah.
We ask you, which one would you choose? Right now, 64.6% say Sandlot.
I figure they probably
that
would.
That makes sense.
I watch Goodfellas.
See what happens when you brought younger guys onto your show?
Yeah.
The Goodfellas, like, 2 years ago, would have been like the opposite. Now it's, I'm just kidding.
No, I think because it's a baseball theme, and, you know, people.
Well, it's a better movie.
It is. It's a great movie.
Goodfellas Sandlot is fantastic. I like it better than Casino. Which is tough. Like, that would have been a better poll question, Casino or Goodfellas.
But they were not. Like, I had to make a tough decision last night.
Very different.
You went with Goodfellas?
I went with Goodfellas, yeah.
You were in a more serious.
I don't know. He had just made
tomato sauce.
Yeah. That is true. I did make a big pot of sauce.
And we just quoted it yesterday.
Yeah.
You got to stir the sauce. And then Paulie's got to slice the garlic thinly in prison, you know?
You got to. Real thin.
I also found out. Cool stat about Goodfellas. The opening scene, get your shine box.
Yeah.
They told
one of my favorite movie lines of all time.
They told Joe Pesci to act real, and they didn't tell the guy that they end up killing.
Oh.
I forget, Joey Batts.
Yeah.
They did. Is it Joey Batts? Is that who they end up like? Who's the made man they kill? And then that's why Pesci gets executed in the end. I don't know if it's Joey Batts or not, but anyway, maybe that's Goodfellas. Maybe that's Casino. I'm getting confused. Either way, the opening scene. Joe Pesci was told one thing and everybody else was just not told. So their reactions were raw. Ray Liotta's reaction was raw to Joe Pesci, like getting all like.
You talk about when they're sitting around the table.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, because you could see Ray Liotta. Like, that's
the raw reaction.
You think I'm funny? Funny how? Funny
like
how?
A clown? Do I amuse you?
Yeah, right. Cool. And so he's. And you're looking at Liotta and I'm like, damn, this is like.
Raw reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it went, and sometimes that's how you have to do it, right? And then Pesci starts laughing or whatever,
God,
but still.
Now I'm just going to go on a Goodfellas gangster mobster movie the rest of the day.
How good an actor is Joe Pesci, though? I mean, like, does that guy get enough credit? I mean, he's fantastic in every role that he's in. Have you ever watched something with Joe Pesci? Oh, that stunk.
The Irishman.
Okay.
I like The Irishman.
Yeah,
you would.
I mean, it's.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I don't know what that
you
means.
You and Spectre can go watch that movie for 6 hours on end and talk about how great it is.
It is long.
I think the my
Godfather's
main,
long.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, over 3 hours.
I think my biggest problem with The Irishman is that it was made 20 years too late.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's agreed. The only problem with
they could have recasted it. Yeah. No, I agree.
But it's good. It's just 4 hours?
Yeah, we didn't need
come
it.
Come on.
Yeah, I didn't need that. No, it was just too much. I'm like,
I just watched a documentary over the last 2 days. It was three episodes. It could have been one. And it was
that's every Netflix documentary now,
like,
though.
But like this one was more so like. It was the recent case of the girl and boy, the boyfriend and girlfriend or fiance, and they go on this like van excursion. I forget what her name is.
Okay.
But she goes missing, and obviously the fiance is the suspect, and then it develops like the whole story. It just happened. Like, it happened in 2021.
Damn.
And it's on Netflix. It's like the number one streamed show right now. I forget what it is.
Yeah, they got to make them in multiple episodes to get like, you know, coming back for
I watched
more, right?
Like episode one, and I was like, okay, I didn't really know, because I don't really follow these things. Like, I'm not like one of these people that, like, when they come on Netflix, I'm like, oh yeah, now that sounds familiar. And like, I just watched the Lacey Peterson doc, and I had no idea who Scott Peterson was, and I should have.
Mm. Oh God, yeah, that guy's a scumbag.
Yeah, dude, like that. I like that opened my eyes, and people are like, you never heard of Scott Peterson? I'm like, no, I'm not tuned into all that stuff. It's depressing, but like, yeah, I watched this documentary last 2 days, and I was like, oh. And then when I watched the third episode, I was like, so this could have just been the whole thing.
Yes, yes. A lot of these Netflix are three parts, so you stream
and
again,
like 47 minutes long. Yeah, so like, really, it's one. Like, yeah. So I mean, I don't know, but it's
a 2-hour episode and call it a day. But you know, the more you stream, the more they win. You know, it's their version of clickbait, if you will.
Yes.
But I think that's how we've kind of developed as a TV watching society now. We've developed that we want episode after episode after episode after episode.
Yeah. I miss waiting. I miss watching an episode and like, oh, I got another week. Everyone's out. Have you seen this next episode? It comes out Sunday.
There was a community to it back in the day. Like, and I go back to like Thursday Night Seinfeld, Friends, and all that kind of stuff. Like, there was a community. Everybody was talking about it. Now everybody just watches at their leisure. I don't think there's as much conversation. That's why live sports is so valuable for TV networks, because everybody's a captive audience. It's the only thing in which you're a captive audience to at this time.
Right. Back to your Joe Pesci take real quick. Do you think he's better as a gangster or as a comedy?
That's a tough one. Because like, I think he's really good at both.
He's really good as the guy at Home Alone.
Yeah, he's fantastic at Home Alone.
And it's funny that we can take movies and sports and combine them, because a lot of people that are younger don't know that Andy Reid coached for Philadelphia. There's a lot of people that watch Home Alone that had no idea that Joe Pesci and Goodfellas is just cutthroat gangster. You're like, wait, this guy who's funny.
And that's about the same time, too, because Home Alone was 89.
89 and 92.
And when was Goodfellas?
94, I'm going to guess.
Was it that late?
I want to say it was 94.
Okay.
Because like all those movies kind of came, it was like Goodfellas, Casino,
yeah,
Heat,
they all came
all
out.
Those, like,
there was a run of mob 90. Movies. 90.
Nice.
Okay, so it was basically the same year that Home Alone came out. So Joe Pesci goes from being that guy to that guy.
And then he's My Cousin Vinny.
Yeah.
Like, fantastic.
Fantastic. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, does Joe Pesci get enough credit for being a great actor? Is he's still alive, right?
Oh, yeah. No, you'll know when Pesci passes away. Know when Pesci's gone.
But, like, people talk about great actors all the time, and obviously Tom Hanks is the bell cow and can do anything. But, damn, Joe Pesci, man, that guy is fantastic in every role that he does, and all his roles are believable. I mean, that's the other thing with Tom Hanks, too. All his roles are believable. Sometimes you watch these guys, but Joe Pesci, man, I'm bought into every role that he's ever done.
Yeah, he's underrated for sure, I think.
Goodfellas and Home Alone both in 1990.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
The same year. I mean,
did Casino come out?
I believe that was 1995.
Okay, so much later.
So that was a little bit later, yeah.
And what was the other? My Cousin Vinny was 92. So, I mean,
run. He went on a run, dude. Wow.
I mean, find me, like, other than Tom Hanks, find me a better 3-year run than Joe Pesci had with Home Alone, Casino. Jim Carrey's probably had
Will
some.
Smith. Russell Crowe.
Do we talk about Will Smith much anymore, though?
No.
No.
But you're talking about movies in a run.
Yeah,
Denzel. Denzel had a pretty solid run, too.
What would I know his movie. Like, what would his run be? Denzel's prime.
Training Day. And then, let's see, Man on Fire.
Mm. Oh, Man on Fire.
Hey, little girl. Don't do that to me, because I'll just go down a rabbit hole, Bruce. But no, Pesci, man, that's crazy. But yeah, that was all started because of our poll question. Bob got home last night. Oh, yeah. Lethal Weapon 2.
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, another great role.
I mean, his rant about drive-thrus in Lethal Weapon 2 is
fantastic.
Hilarious. Like, Leo Getz. Get it? Anything you want, Leo Getz.
Leo Getz, yes.
We got to get Max Movie Month.
We used to say that about Chris Getz. Anything Chris wants, Chris Getz.
Yeah, American.
That was 89.
89 was.
Weapon 2, yeah.
Dude, like, he might not.
I'm telling you, man, this guy's had a run.
Yeah.
Get Your Shine Box is one of the great. That every time I go to the Super Bowl, I think of that line. All the guys get their shine box. I mean, the shine box convention, that is.
Stab him in the neck with a pin.
Tom Cruise in the 80s from the 785.
Yeah, I mean, you got Rain Man, you got Top Gun, Rain Man, and what's the other one?
The new Top Gun.
Maverick? I've never seen that yet, by the way.
And which is fine, because I didn't see Top Gun until Maverick came out, so I'll never be one of these. You never seen that? No. And I told you, we had this conversation. I don't do movies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Never seen one Lethal Weapon movie, Mac? Not one, two, three, or four?
Wow. I've not seen Lethal Weapon.
Oh, Christmas movie.
Yeah, 100% it is. Have you ever seen Falling Down with Michael Douglas?
No. I've never seen that.
Have you ever seen The Last Boy Scout?
No.
No. Go watch The Last Boy Scout.
Is Falling Down the one where Michael Douglas has the sawed-off shotgun?
Everybody's been in that situation.
Yeah. I didn't know that was the name of the movie. Yeah, Falling Down.
Falling Down.
We'll have to choose the first movie for Max Movie of the Month soon.
Yeah. Falling Down is really good. It's dark, obviously.
That is a spring-summer bit for all of you that are entertained by this show. We appreciate you, but it will be Max Movie of the Month, and we can get him on there as well.
So. Yeah.
You give me a little educated, a little cultured.
Just seeing some of the classics. It's like when they used to make us watch black and white World War II movies in history class. Oh, God. PT-109. And because the teacher was drunk. This guy was hammered all the time.
Awesome. You had to deal with young Bob Fesco in his class.
I mean, this guy, though, like when I was in high school.
Oh, Robert's here today.
He had my mother as a student, like 30. So these were lifers back in those days, you know? And so... I mean, this guy, I mean, clearly, like, what the hell was his name, which drives me nuts. I should know it, but hammered.
Booze?
I mean, drunk all the time. At least that's what we thought back in it, because that's all we did in this history class was watch movies. That's it. The guy never lectured, not one time. Wow. And every test was based off these movies.
I had a teacher in my senior year, Mr. Howe. He just fell asleep every year.
Had one of those in college. Fell asleep on a grand piano in a lecture hall,
and it was every Friday.
Had narcolepsy.
Well, that's not his fault.
No,
we just had a teacher that was just older, and he'd put in Bill Nye the Science Guy on Friday. It was a science teacher, and we'd look over and we'd have like running bets. That's where our gambling started. We'd have running bets of when Mr. Howe would fall asleep.
Oh, that's good.
And we'd write it down on a piece of paper, and I'd be like 115 over or under, and then we'd look over, and sure enough.
In 113, you're like, yeah, under hit.
We were just betting games. And
I'd watch him the way I'd see what pants he had on. I'd be like, I'm hammering the under. If he's got.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Stretchy sweatpants. He's out, man.
What class did he teach?
Biology.
Biology.
Yeah.
Boo.
Bio 2. Blue Springs High School. Shout out. Class of 06. Hey, no.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.